Welcome to Induction Vault, a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The message was clear. In 1978, a sound in South Bronx was heard around the world, shaking the very foundations of music and culture. That sound was none other than hip-hop. Inducted by future Hall of Famer Jay-Z in the year 2000, Grandmaster Flash's innovations and pioneering techniques on the turntable rivals what Les Paul and Chuck Berry did for the electric guitar. Along with his MCs, the Furious Five, Grandmaster Flash etched in the basics for a style of music that has become a cultural revolution. Blending new techniques of mixing and scratching with a sense of style and flair, Grandmaster Flash showed the world that a DJ could not only be a performer, but a leader and a musical creator on the same level of any artist with an instrument. As trailblazers that brought the music from the streets into the clubs, their lyrics were a force for social change, exposing the underbelly of life growing up in the ghetto. As Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five accept the honor, the audience celebrates the first hip-hop inductee into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Let me just see if y'all ready. Don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the hair. Okay, I wrote a speech too. I was just gonna do that and leave, but. Yes, sir. 30 years ago, shot heard around the world was fired out of the South Bronx. It would change our musical and cultural landscape forever. This thing was called hip hop. That was a pause for applause. We credit three bold pioneers for its creation, DJ Kool Herc, Afrika Bambaataa, and the man we celebrate. Okay. And the man we celebrate here tonight is hip hop's first inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Grandmaster Flash. Thank you. What Les Paul and Chuck Berry did for the electric guitar, Flash did for the turntable. He was not only created the technique of seamlessly looping the breaks on the record. For those of you who don't know, that's called cutting. He did so with style and flair no one had ever seen before or since. From rocking parties at the South Bronx legendary Black Dog to the release of hip hop classics like The Message, Grandmaster Flash and his crew of trailblazing MCs, The Furious Five, Cowboy, Melly Mel, Kid Creole, Raheem, and Scorpio became hip-hop's first supergroup pioneers and the legends for a musical genre that would become a cultural revolution. Okay. 30 years later, rappers have become rock stars, movie stars, leaders, educators, philanthropists, even CEOs. But none of this would be possible without the work of the men I have the honor of inducting to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you're witnessing history, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five.
After the break, we'll hear from members of Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault.
First and foremost, I want to thank Mr. Erdogan for making this possible. Thank you so much. Got some real big people in the building, Jay-Z, Clive Davis, Leo Cohen, Kevin Lyles, Dave Cerulnik. Got my big sis over there that helped me do this 30 years ago, Penny. She's in the building. What's up, sis? I want to say to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, thank you so much for doing this for us. There was a moment in time when I thought perhaps maybe because we weren't like entitled rock and roll, we're hip hop. But rock and roll plays a huge, huge part. Please don't be mistaken by that. It plays a huge part in what we do. I also want to say that it's been an incredible, incredible trip to do what I do in the turntables with five of the most incredible vocalists. Furious Five right here, y'all. You guys got something you want to say, man?
Definitely want to thank y'all, you know, just for having us here, first of all. And I think it's real important for this opportunity, you know. In hip-hop and in the hip-hop world, it's like just two different schools, you know. They have, like, you know, the new school here and the old school here. And by being that we getting inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we just hoping that this whole hip-hop community could merge, you know what I mean? Because believe it or not, you know, the Furious Five and cats like Flash, we still love what we do. And we would still love, you know, the opportunity just to do it on a grand scale, you know what I mean? Because, you know, it's a blessing to stand right in front and right behind this man, Jay-Z, and I seen Kevin Lyles and all of them. And it's like the first time we really got to kick it. So, yo, we could bring this whole thing together, and peace to all of y'all and hip-hop, Furious Five. We're going to do our thing. And I love all the rest of my family in Atlanta, everything, wifey, everything. Peace, y'all.
Make it short and sweet. I wish my mom was here. She passed away in 1996. She was my greatest inspiration. I love you, Ma. Made it. Top of the world, baby.
I'd like to say to all the industry people out there that has control of what we call hip-hop, like to, for people to put more of an effort to make hip-hop the culture of music that it was instead of the culture of violence that it is right now. You know, there's a lot of things going on, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people that put in a lot of time, you know, the break dancers, the graffiti artists, people rapping all over the world. And I think that it means a lot. And it means a lot to, you know, people like me that all my life I've been into hip-hop, and it should mean more than just somebody, you know, standing on the corner selling dope. I mean, that may or may not have its place, too, because it's there. But I'm just saying, I ain't never shot nobody. I ain't never stabbed nobody. I'm 45 years old. I ain't got no criminal record. You know what I mean? The only thing I ever did would be about my music. So, I mean, so while we teaching people what it is about life in the ghetto, then we should be teaching people about what it is about life in the ghetto. Me trying to grow up and to come up out of the ghetto. And we need everybody's help out there to make that happen. Hip-hop need to grow up. I'm a grown man. I'm going to be doing hip-hop all my life. I need somebody's help to help me do it, and let's get this thing done. I'd like to thank my mother. She's not doing well right now, and I'd like to thank Sylvia Robinson because she made it very possible for us to do this here, you know, putting down the message, putting down hip-hop as it is. Sylvia and Big Joe and my moms, and God bless everybody out there. Thank you, and good night.
Now, that was good, Mel. That was really good. Now, we're gonna keep this short because I know that y'all want to get the show on the road, and that's what we want to do, too. So I just want to thank all the dignitaries, regular industry people, movie stars, recording artists, and just some average, ordinary fans for helping us be who we are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight. I'd like to thank the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and all the people that are connected with it. And I also like to say, let the show begin. Thank you, everybody.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not a part of this group here. My brother was a part of this group, Keith Cowboy. Yeah. I want to give a special shout out to his kids, Quincia, Dee Dee, Little Keith, Quan, Gerald. They made it. We here, baby.
Every breakdancer, every graffiti artist, every MC, every DJ, we here!
Thanks for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. For more on your favorite inductees, to shop inductee merch, or to plan your trip to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, visit rockhall.com. Plus, view the 2020 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction special on demand on HBO Max. Our executive producers are Noel Brown, Shelby Morrison, and Risa Gerke. Supervising producer is Taylor Shacoin. Research and archival assistance from Isabel Kiefer and Shannon Erb. Thanks again for joining us on this week's episode of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Induction Vault. Induction Vault is a production of iHeartRadio and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.